Many parents worry about allowing their kids to play contact sport because of concerns about concussion and other serious injuries that can occur on the sports field. But now new research suggests organised sport might not be as big a threat to children's safety as other everyday activities like riding bikes and messing about on skateboards. Nick Grimm reports.
You know, I've got four kids and they've all had their fair share of injuries over the years. And so you definitely worry about them.
Michael Clayton is a sports-loving Sydney father who, like many other parents, often spends his weeknights on a windswept sideline watching training sessions.
I think all parents have the dilemma. You want your kids to be fit, active, healthy, but you also want them to be safe. But you cannot take the risk out of it entirely.
There's no getting away from the fact that concussion is one of the risks of contact sports like AFL, soccer and the rugby codes. But the sporting field is not the only place where kids face the threat of head injury.
This study really looks at the severe end of injuries, which goes beyond concussions.
Professor Franz Babel from Melbourne's Murdoch Children's Research Institute is the lead author of research published today in the Australian Medical Journal.
So the injuries that we looked at are injuries that either required neurosurgery or admission for several days to hospital, or where a child had to be put on a breathing machine.
The researchers wanted to learn more about the severity of kids' sporting injuries, but they weren't quite expecting where the injuries were coming from.
We were surprised. Our expectation was that there would be more serious injuries amongst contact sports. But what we found is that the recreational sports, in particular skateboarding, bicycle riding, figured very highly in that.
In fact, those bikes and skateboards account for close to two-thirds of all serious brain injuries among children, include horse riding, and the three pastimes are responsible for almost 80% of traumatic brain injury cases. Organised sport is just a small fraction of the total. Good news for the major codes, which have been working to try to reduce sporting concussions. It's less so for those advocating for the wider take-up of cycling. Until that is, you factor in the risks associated with children not being active. Bastian Wallace is from Bicycle New South Wales.
Look, I would encourage people not to think of, you know, whether it's bike riding or contact sport or any of these things, do them safely, get some instruction. But the most important thing is that we're physically active and healthy. And right now, that's the message that needs to get through. And people are, they're avoiding really important activities and exercise out of fear, and actually sitting on the sofa is killing far more of us than being physically active and actually having a good time.
We can't really let our kids have no risks, because then they really don't know how to manage risks. And that in itself is, I think, inherently dangerous.
For Sydney dad Michael Clayton, it's that philosophy that has his kids spending time on their bikes as well as playing plenty of football. It's also what keeps him spending his weekends chauffeuring them to far-flung sports grounds.
I also think one of the riskiest things we do is we drive our kids all over Sydney three times a week and on weekends, taking them to football practice. And, you know, putting them in the car in and of itself is a risk.
That's Sydney dad Michael Clayton ending Nick Grimm's report.